And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Put it anywhere. Hey, everybody, this is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills inviting you down for our big weekend of Hall of Fame football. That's right, we've got a special on our pork roast. I haven't had it yet, but they tell me it's good.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
So you have been talking to your son about the facts of life, Ted?
No, no. I guess what I wanted to say to you was that I have been... kind of moderately fascinated by these people who talk about telling their children the facts of life, which is, you know, telling kids
about the sexual facts of life.
Telling children about the sexual facts of life. I'm sort of amused and repulsed by them.
Why?
I think talking about graphic sex with a minor is an unnatural thing. I mean, the idea of talking about sex with my son, Adam, who is going to be 11 in September.
Well, this is telling children the facts of life that fathers and sons communicate with each other.
Let me say it again. I think talking about graphic sex with a minor is an unnatural thing, and the idea of talking about sex with my son Adam makes me physically ill. It really makes me feel sick, and the reason why it does, I think, is because I'm a healthy man. I would no sooner talk about you know, sexual my son than to gouge my eyes out one at a time with an ice cream scoop. I'm sorry.
Come on, Ted. You know, there are a million...
No, I don't think a parent should be allowed to do that, since it introduces into the parent-child relationship a very unacceptable topic for a minor child. And as I said, I would be appalled if I weren't so amused by it.
Look, you know, a kid is going to come to his father, or he's going to come to it...
No, listen, please listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to say it again. I was going to say it here. Look, I'm Ted Bell. I built a multi-billion dollar, three restaurants. Of course, we're opening up the new restaurant in Miami Beach. And what are you... maybe you should clarify with me what you're talking about.
I'm talking about a father telling his son the facts of life.
And what do you mean by the facts of life?
I mean the sexual facts of life.
Are you listening to what you're saying? Are you listening to yourself? Do you know why? Let me tell you something. You can sit down with a kid, tell him the facts of life, and a week later you're molesting him. And
well, hold on for a minute, man.
Did you just see where this woman just got out of prison? Do you read the news stories about these teachers that are feeling up the kids and the parents? And you're trying to tell... Phil, again, the idea of talking with my son Adam about sex makes me want to barf. And for people to... And Adam's going to be 11, and my wife said that it's probably a good time to talk with him about... Did I tell you what I said to my wife, Marcy?
About what? About telling your son...
About telling my son about the sex. And I told her, and a lot of men can take a tip from this on me, I told her, you are my wife, and I love you, but that'll be the last time you ever speak to me about that. And I told her because she said that Adam needs to know about it. She mentioned... A part of a man's anatomy, and I remember feeling nauseous the way you feel when you want to barf, and I said, I will not sit down with a child that I love and want to see grow into responsible maturity, and I'm not going to sit down with that boy and start up a graphic sexual conversation, because the last time I checked, I'm not a child molester.
And it's not even close to that, though, Ted. To say,
I think it's unnatural you don't want it to, look, be on the safe side. Take it out of the schools. Take it out of the hands of parents.
All right, if you take telling kids the facts of life away from parents and away from schools, who's left?
I think you have clinical psychologists, doctors of human sexuality, in a clinical setting with complete objectivity and detachment, talking about, in a very clinical and objective way, the sexual aspects of life. Because we've got too many of these parents and too many of these teachers out there. One day they're telling their kid the facts of life. The next day they're running off with them to Las Vegas. And you saw with that Letourneau broad, I didn't mean to use the word broad, but you saw what happened with that. Okay, it's the only way to responsibly introduce to a child the subject of... it's a difficult thing for me to talk about.
Well, it's a difficult thing to say. Obviously, you're having a difficult time.
I don't want to say to my son Adam, you know what? I don't want to say to my own son Adam the word, you know, you know, the...
What is the problem?
To me, you know, I can feel the vomit catching in the back of my throat right now. Hold on.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out, Ted.
Yeah, go ahead.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's the owner of a prominent steakhouse. How many steakhouses have opened now? There's the Beverly Hills one, there's the Honolulu one, and there's the one in Miami Beach that'll be opening up soon. He does not want to tell his son the facts of life. He thinks that it is unnatural for an adult to have that kind of a conversation with a child. He thinks that it is best left to clinical psychologists and doctors of human sexuality. Ted, are you back?
Yes, sir.
You said the only way to responsibly introduce to a child the subject of sex is with clinical psychologists.
That is correct. Who can instruct the child informationally and without personal contact about the biology and physiology for the sexuals, away from the school where teachers are all too often these days, you know, they're telling the children about the so-called facts of life one day, and the next day they got them at their house, you know, giving them vodka, and who, you know, and get it away from the parents who are telling them the facts of life one day, and then the next day they've got them in a cellar someplace, and give it over to trained doctors who will replace, explain with clinical clarity and with the objectivity about the sex.
But the schools have had great programs. When my kids were going to elementary school, the school, on about the time they were 10 years of age, invites the parents and the kids together to view a movie about...
Well, you're not going to sit down with a child and watch a movie about...
It's not a porn movie.
I didn't think it was, but the point is, I think that is really sick. I think that is really twisted. Are you telling me, and I want you to be clear, because you are on the air live right now, are you trying to tell me that you know of a school that has invited parents and children together into the school to watch a sex movie?
It is a film about human sexuality that is not prurient in the least, nor obscene, nor profane, nor pornographic. It is about human sexuality.
You know, I love people. You know, I really get a kick out of it. It's about human sexuality. What does that mean? Does it have something to do with the birth... Does it have something to...
Why are you having a difficult time?
Because I'm a healthy man. It makes me ill to think about talking about the... God dang it.
Talking about sex.
Talking about sex, but I'm specifically with a child talking about the, you know, the sex... Phil, I'm feeling physically ill.
Do you need to get off the phone?
Can you give me 30 seconds?
Yeah.
I just get...
Ted Bell is with us. I don't know if he's... Chris, if you want to talk to him, if he's okay. He's physically ill. I know he feels very strongly about this topic. We're talking with Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, about telling your kid the facts of life. You know, talking to them about how babies are made, the birds and the bees, however you want to describe it. Today, of course, we have human sexuality classes in the grade schools. He doesn't feel that it is proper for teachers or parents to be communicating these conversations to people.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it should not be given to parents or teachers?
No, absolutely not. It should be turned over to clinical psychologists. I told you, doctors of human sexuality, clinical psychologists, doctors of sexual psychology, doctors of psychological sex, doctors who are trained in the psychology of the sexual clinics, and they are the ones who should be telling the kids what is, you know, about testicles and everything. And for a parent, you know, don't continue to tempt the parents. This is what I'm trying to say to you right now, Phil.
You're having a difficult time with even saying these words, and I suspect it's because...
I'll tell you why I'm having a difficult time. I'm a healthy man. I am a health, and the fact that it falls off of your tongue so easily shocks me.
I'm not using any profane words.
No, but the fact that you're easy, you know, you can talk about the sexual, the sexuality so easily, I find very, very troubling, Phil. Let's not continue to tempt parents and teachers. Let's not continue to hold out in front of them the candy of child molestation by letting them tell their kids about the facts of life, so that one day they're turned into latter-day Ben Fagans, and continue the farce of allowing these people to talk with children about sex that are going to wind up a few weeks later getting married to them in the Elvis Chapel in Vegas. I mean, it makes me want to vomit. God. Oh, God.
You are physically ill.
I can feel the vomit right in the back of my throat.
All right, hold on. I'm going to take some phone calls here tonight, Ted. If you're all right physically, I would like to talk to you about this.
I'm going to be fine. I wish you could share with me the utter disgust I have with this.
All right, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. Is it proper for parents and teachers to talk about sex with children? Ted Bell says that it only tempts them to go down the road of child molestation, and the only people qualified to tell children about the facts of life are clinical psychologists, doctors of human sexuality, objective clinical observers of the human behavior condition. 1-800-449-8686. Do you agree? Do you agree it's time that we take this very sensitive topic out of the hands of parents and teachers and give it to doctors? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Roasting marshmallows on the everlasting bonfire. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tabs of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Give me a glass of water.
Here at Tabs, we want to put on the...
I want to ask you again, Ted, are you okay?
I'm fine, Phil. Obviously, it's a very emotional topic for me, but I'm fine.
All right. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills. Why is this important to you, by the way, whether your kids told the facts of life by you, by a teacher, by a clinical psychologist?
I don't think there's anything more important to a parent than the well-being of their children. That's number one. Number two, as a very prominent member of my business community, as a prominent citizen of this country, I feel it is impinges upon me to make my feelings known about this very sensitive topic. And I think there's something really strange about parents who insist on telling their children the facts of life themselves. Why is this? Do they get some kind of a cheap thrill out of it?
Well, you know how stupid that comment sounds.
Well, obviously, but what I'm trying to tell you is this. Why do they fight so hard? Have you been to a sex education class in a grade school? They have a mannequin. Have you ever seen them, Phil?
No, I have not.
All right, they've got mannequins in the classroom, and the mouth is shaped like, you can't see, but it's like, you know what that means, don't you? Why do they have the mouth?
What are you telling me, man?
I'm telling you the sex education mannequins they have in grade schools have... Like, you know, the mouth is like, it's a big, big gaping wide mouth.
I don't believe that.
Well, okay, I've seen it.
I think you have seen something that you didn't quite know what you saw. 1-800-449-8686. Janet, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, I want to make a comment to this guy, this man. I think he should be more open with his children. Later on in the future, when if he has a daughter, if she comes home pregnant, and he's going to wonder why.
How can you talk about these things with a child? This is a very sensitive topic.
I don't think it's a very sensitive topic.
Well, I most certainly do think it's sensitive to talk about graphic sex with a child.
As a woman, I wish my mother would have sat me down when I was growing up and told me this is how it's going to be. Because when you hear from some other people, you know, you grew up making a lot of mistakes. And if your mother would have told you, don't do this, don't do that, this is how this is a woman's body.
It's very difficult to make a mistake. Would it make a mistake on how to make a baby? I think we can all figure that out.
Well, maybe parents would have more communication with their children. Children wouldn't be making these mistakes. What's so wrong about you telling your child, how their bodies are and everything. There's nothing wrong with that.
So we're paying our teachers to sit around and talk sex with our kids, huh? and you find that to be acceptable. I don't.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And I'd like to know what culture you're from to believe that adults who sit around and talk about...
Come on, stop talking dumb and just say the word. Aren't you,
you know
a grown
something?
Man? Please.
I beg
please,
your pardon?
You're a grown man. There's nothing wrong with saying sex.
No, I'm trying to say another word that
sexuality.
Is a part of the human body. And it's a man's...
Ted, it's okay. If you're saying it in a clinical sense, it's all right.
Oh, my God.
Testicles.
It's
oh,
not,
man,
it's,
do you want
not,
to sit around and talk about...
It's not only a clinical sense, it's also... I think you're right, as a father, as parents, we should tell our children what's going to happen, the way they should come about it, and not let them take it, you
well,
know,
I think,
you take them by surprise.
Janet, we have an out-of-control epidemic in this society of adults having sex with children, and if you encourage adults to sit around and, oh,
well,
hey,
maybe,
let's
maybe
just talk
sat
about
down
sex.
With your child and told them it's wrong,
about
your child
chance,
wouldn't be doing it, right? If you told your child, look, my son, my daughter, you know, if a grown man comes on to you,
right.
You have to say no, but... You
yeah.
know, you're so afraid to even
trying
talk to him
give
about
them
sex. How
some
is
protection.
Going to react and say, no, if you don't...
Like, testicles and everything like that.
All right, Janet,
oh my
thank
God.
You. Thank you for your call.
You're just crazy.
Ted, you know what, Ted, it's very unusual for you not to be able to say these words in an adult way.
I'm a healthy man. I've got a good religious foundation. Those words don't come easily to me, Phil, as they might to some people, especially uttering them to a child. Thank you very much. You want to know why I'm successful? I'm Ted Bell. Okay, you keep giving me pushback on this.
I have my opinion, as do other people. 1-800-449-8686. Ingrid, go ahead.
Well, you know, it makes me really sick to hear that a parent cannot talk to his child in an open...
About dirty things?
With an open mind.
You want to talk dirty to your kid?
It's not
I'm
talking
sorry?
Dirty. It's not talking, you know...
No, I am not... Talking, you know what,
well, you
sir?
Want to sit around with your kid and talk about man's pubic hair and everything. I
no,
don't.
No. Let me tell you one thing first. I am 19 years old.
How many kids do you have?
I can tell you that I am so grateful that my mother has such an open mind to talk to me about what sex is.
God,
you know why?
Have some decency.
You know why? Why? Because... You are right. It is a sick world out there, and every child needs to know. And every child, because you know what? There's so many pedophiles out there. And when somebody sick, really sick, comes and talks to you about what a penis is, they tell you how they're going to take it. They're going to take it the wrong way.
Ingrid, hold on for a minute, because Mr. I got to pot him down, man. There's something wrong. He's sick, or is he physically ill? Go ahead with your comments, Ingrid. He is a... Mr. Bell, apparently...
You know, all I'm trying to tell is that...
Right.
With so many illnesses out there...
Oh.
I mean, with so many, you know, we're talking about HIV. We're talking about so many sexual transmitted
diseases. You're sitting here talking about...
It is good.
The Rocky Mountain oysters.
It is good to talk about kids... That way, so
I
can be aware.
Well, I agree with Ingrid in that...
You agree with Ingrid. Let me just hear that again. You agree with Ingrid?
Yes.
You agree that grown-ups like you and Ingrid could sit around having a beer and going, hey, kids, can I talk to you about sex?
That's not what we're doing, man. We're not having a beer.
I think it's unnatural. Shame on both of you.
I don't think so.
Shame on you, Ingrid.
You know what?
All right, hold on. Ingrid, hold the line. Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Prodigal Son. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
in Beverly Hills, and we have a special on prime rib.
Ted?
Hold on for a minute.
Here at Tess, we want to put our meat in your...
Are you all right?
I'm driving right now, Phil. I'm on my way home, and I'm trying to get a little bit of fresh air, so... I want to say this. I would request respectfully that if you're going to insist with your callers to talk about, you know, sexuals, that we do it in as clinical and as objective a way as we can. I will never, under any circumstances, consider it appropriate for a parent to sit down with a kid, put his arm or her arm around him, and say, hey, let me tell you all about... Oh, God. I literally can feel vomit pooling in my throat.
That's why I'm asking you. Can you...
I'm fine.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Are we going to line 3 or 4 or 4? Here we go. This is Laura. Hello, Laura. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
How you doing?
Yes, good, ma'am.
I wanted to point out something about one of your callers who said that psychologists need to represent their children.
That would have been me.
Okay, well, represent the children in sexuality.
Yes, I'm Ted Bell. I own Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Okay. Well, I'll give you an example here.
All right.
My daughter, she's 9 years old and growing buds.
Oh,
boobs,
God.
Okay?
God, why would you say that?
Buds, boobs, whatever, please.
Why would you say that?
Look, it's not, Ted, that's what women refer to a young lady developing, you know, her chest.
Okay.
Would you please have the decency...
Buds. The doctor referred to that as buds, not boobs, okay?
Are you... Hold on for a minute. Are you all right, Ted?
I am asking the lady to have the common decency.
Okay, please listen to me. For an hour, my daughter, 9-year-old daughter, and I had a conversation. She felt uncomfortable, okay? And I explained to her, I said, please... You know, I explained to her, I said, I live that phase, blah, 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 and you're going to feel uncomfortable, okay?
This is
as a parent, feel that I have a right...
Did you talk to her about, you know, everything?
No, she's not at that age yet, but I can give you another example.
Please don't.
I, as a child...
Please don't do it.
I can.
I would ask you not to, because I can feel vomit pooling
just at the back
of my tongue.
As far as sexuality and all that, please,
Ted,
listen
I think that
to
it's,
me.
Yeah, listen to the lady, because I think it's very unhealthy for you to be reacting the way you're... I don't think you're healthy.
I think I'm the only healthy one talking here. The rest of you and this lady and everybody that's calling, are talking, my daughter's...
No, I explained to her, okay, do you want a bra or not? And I said, okay, when I felt this way,
That's nice.
Covered up, I felt uncomfortable and everything else. I explained all that to her because I lived that stage.
Give me a seltzer, will you? Yeah, and some grenadine in it.
Well, Laura, that's great. We appreciate you sharing that.
No, but there's another thing. See, my dad,
get rid of this. Give me a
please listen to me.
Okay. I'm just getting the seltzer water.
My dad was a physician and never explained the birds and the bees to me. And I was pregnant at 15, okay?
All right. Laura, we appreciate your comments. I do have to move to another caller. And I also want to ask my guest, Mr. Bell, if he is physically able to continue.
I
am asking you, Mr. Bell, are you physically able to continue?
I am asking you. Yes, I am. If you can keep the graphic nature of this conversation... You see, I believe the reason why we have such horrific crimes as pederasty, chicken hawks, kiddie porn, teen porn, tightteen.com, pinkteen.com, all these things, is because adults got comfortable sitting down with children and talking to the sexuals. And I think that there has to be a point where we finally say to these parents, okay, your thrill days are over. All the fun's over. I know you was it was a good time, a real good time you were having there for a while, but you don't get to sit down and talk sex with your kids anymore.
I think it's a pretty perverted way of thinking to think that it's some kind of a thrill that parents are getting out of this.
Why tempt them?
Tempt them? Only a sick, twisted bastard would be tempted by a conversation like that.
You hit the nail on the head. You know how many sick freaks are out there with kids?
Let me go over to Catherine. Catherine, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Ted, I'm a little confused. First of all, I'm a nurse. I have
Oh, that burns.
Pardon me?
I said I'm getting some reflux, and it burns my esophagus.
Well, I'm a nurse. I understand reflux. The problem is, I have two grown children, and I'm a little confused. You don't just one day decide on your own as a parent that this is the day that I'm going to have this conversation with my child. The way that I did it is you simply answer the question that the child asks you.
The kids become curious.
Well, that's not always the case. Many times a parent will say, okay, they're 11 years old, it's time. That's what they're doing in the schools. Do you understand that in the schools they're saying, okay, they're 10 o'clock, or they're 10 years of age, and it's time now to show them some sex movie. And while we're at it, let's get our kicks. Let's get our kicks.
My daughter and my son went through the school system during that. They didn't really have any of that. I saw the film, which was, quite frankly, very boring. Really wasn't graphic at all. Certainly didn't show anything that was the least bit pornographic.
You're really exciting to talk to, but I've got to go vomit. So,
would you have some respect?
Pardon me?
No, I was talking to Mr. Bell. Go ahead, Catherine.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm very concerned about him.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet you are. If you're so concerned about me, you could do me a big favor by hanging up.
This is what I mean. Why don't you have some respect?
Because she's talking, and then my daughter came to me. Meanwhile, I feel barf pooling. There's a tide pool of barf in the middle portion of my tongue.
A tide pool of barf.
Ted, what would you do if your son asked you a question?
I would say, I'm going to take you to a clinical psychologist, a doctor of human sexuality, who can clinically and objectively explain the answers to your questions, so I don't have to sit here and talk about his tentacles. Are you done?
But, Ted, you may have that.
Excuse me, Phil, I'm awfully sorry. Excuse the theatrics.
All right, he's obviously physically ill, Catherine. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Are you driving?
Yes, I am.
And vomiting?
Yes. Thank you very much for the phone calls that you're taking today, because they're just... I was doing fine until I talked to your listeners.
Here is Matt on the Phil Henry Show. Matt, go ahead.
Sir, I'd just like to let you know that it is part of a parent's job to teach their kids about
not
how...
Not if you want child perversion, no.
No, it's not child perversion.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Talking
dirty. Listen, it's not part of a teacher's job to just come out of the woodwork and say, okay, this is how a kid comes into the world. Somebody brings a kid into the world, by God, they should have the right to teach him how that it is brought into the world.
What are you talking about? In other words, just because I gave birth to a kid, that means I get to sit them down and inundate them with my sick and twisted fantasies?
It's not inundating, though.
What do you mean fantasies, man?
You get to sit down with some kid, and he is completely defenseless against your liquored-up perversions, as you discussed.
It's not liquored-up perversions.
Well, what are you talking to the kid about? Here's how babies are made.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that is completely inappropriate, and only the purview of doctors who are trained in the art of looking at the human body and not vomiting. And I will tell you that I right now... I can feel almost a slew of some sort of a beef bourguignon barf that...
Will you shut up and listen to this guy?
I mean, come on. I mean, think about it. Really think about this.
I am. I've done nothing but think about it. It's making me vomit.
Well, evidently you haven't.
I'm not going to sit my son on my knee and teach him about my fantasies as he's licking his lollipop.
Fantasies.
All right, look at Matt. I appreciate it.
All right.
Are you hanging up on him?
Yeah.
Thank God.
If you have a problem, Mr. Bell, I would suggest that you see a clinical psychologist to talk about these things.
What things?
Sex.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, every time somebody says the word sex, anytime you can't even say the words of the human body, you got a tide pool of barf forming in the back of your tongue.
Yes, I do.
I think it's really weird, man, that you can't say these things. And I think that it's, you know what, you may be right. Maybe parents are not qualified to teach their children about those things. Maybe teachers are not qualified. But your reaction to all of this is very strange indeed.
So in other words, Phil, some perverted adult gets to sit down, tell a kid about sex, but because I vomit at the thought of sex, I'm sick. Because I, in a very healthy way, regurgitate everything out of my lower intestine when someone mentions the word sex. What could be healthier?
Why is that healthy?
Because sex is bad.
Oh, I see. All right. Well,
Wait a minute. Are you blowing me off?
No, I just got to get going.
Hold on. I'm Ted Bell. No one blows me off.
I'm hanging up on you, Ted.
Wait a minute. I get the feeling you think I'm some kind of a freak.
No, not at all. I just got to go, man. You're making me sick now.
Okay, that's it. You and your family are 86. No pork loin.
Oh, well, that's really breaking my heart, okay?
Well, we're having a special Sunday.
Well, we won't be over.
You're 86.
Great. I'm 86.
You don't care?
No, I don't. Bug off. Ted Bell, he throws up when he hears... That's what that was about. It wasn't about teaching your kids the facts of life. That guy's... pitching his guts up when someone says